and the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Lena O'Meara, Skitch Henderson, and, oh yes, Bing Crosby.
Thank you.
Can't we simply pass the time of day? Do you have to smile at me that way? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra squeeze? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump, bump. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity-hippity-hop. When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump-de-bump-bump. What'll I do? You got me crazy too.
My heart goes crazy, bump.
It goes bump, bump, de bump, bump.
Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra squeeze? My heart goes crazy.
It goes bump, de bump, bump, bump. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity-hippity-hop.
Re-bop.
When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. What'll I do?
No use, I'm through.
You got me crazy too.
Ah, nice, Harry. How do you always manage to pick those top tunes?
Well, can I tell you, I have a certain new, very sharp radio set at my home, and I bend my ear to it and, you know, to hear what's going on, song-wise.
Oh, I know that set you mean. You mind if the Philco man lets everybody in on it?
Well, if you think this is the place for such an intimate disclosure, go right ahead.
If you like to keep up with what's tops in tunes, you can't get along without a Philco 1201. The amazing new Philco invention that makes it more fun to play records, and a whale of a lot easier, too. You never saw a radio phonograph like the 1201 before. It's new, unique, original, so completely automatic you could play it blindfold. No lid to lift, just a door you pull open. Then all you do is put a record in the slot, close the door, and it plays. No switch to turn on, no needle to set, no tone arm to touch. In fact, you never even see the tone arm. All of which makes Philco's 1201 the ideal radio phonograph for spinning your favorite records, and obviously a natural for parties and dancing. You can change the record almost without skipping a step. And if you want to play the same record over, you just open the door and shut it again while you're dancing by. So, no matter how many radios or phonographs you own, you've got a place for Philco's new 1201. Only Philco makes it, and your Philco dealer can make delivery now. It's the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader, famous for quality the world over.
My happy function on many occasions to introduce to you, the radio audience, top-ranking artists in the field of fine music. If you detect a tremor of undue excitement as I make this announcement, it is directly attributable to my high regard for our forthcoming guest. Nay, more than high regard, it is a deep-rooted feeling of respect. Nay, more than respect, awe.
Awe what?
Awe nuts. Oh, Spike Jones and his city slickers with Hawaiian war chant.
As the sun pulls away from the shore and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu, which spelled backwards is Ul-Ul. In the distance, we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Waikikians.
Spike, that was truly enchanting. A tone poem of purest island magic. This may get me off pineapple juice forever. Switching to Mission Orange, I think.
Glad you liked it, Bing. We aim to please.
Well, I'm happy you weren't aiming at me. Say, Spike, time to time, you know, sundry passersby have asked me for a definitive analysis of your music.
Well, perhaps I can define it.
Please
no doubt
do.
You've heard of Meredith Wilson's Chiffon Swing.
I have.
Well, I play oilcloth jazz.
They tell me that you left John Scott Trotter's band to form your own disorganization. Is that true?
Yes, I was Trotter's drummer, and he always insisted that I play amongst the other musicians.
Oh, foolhardy soul that he was.
It was this proximity which led to our party.
So?
One night, Trotter put three cello players right in front of my snare drums, and they were all bald-headed. To me, they looked like timpani.
You mean?
I got pretty hot that night.
And the net result?
Two concussions and a pear-shaped welt.
That was your final performance for John Scott.
Right, and may I tell you something, Bing?
Please do.
I don't like the accompaniment you're getting on this program.
Oh, here now, Spike, you're a guest. Wait a minute, please. Do I detect a note of bitterness toward Mr. Trotter?
Oh, no, indeed. Never in my most careless moments would I say anything even slightly unkind about the ponderous podiatrist.
I wouldn't either, no. Not in there.
But my heart aches when I hear the accompaniment he furnished for such a fine singer as your thrush-voiced self.
Oh. Such flattery can only lead to an immediate audition. You got a tune in mind?
Yeah, you did a song a long time ago. Remember Love and Bloom?
Oh, yes, a lovely tune. But I thought Jack Benny had fiddled it flatter than a flabby flounder. Right?
Oh, we'll show him.
Yes, I guess we will. The trees.
Timber!
The filibreeze. With rare and magic perfume. Oh, no. It isn't the trees.
It's love in blue. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the moon right into my room?
Oh, no.
It isn't the spring. It's love in blue. My heart was a desert.
Water, water, give me water.
You planted the seed. And this is the flower. This hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream? This joy supreme that comes to me in the gloom.
Oh, no!
It isn't a dream. It's love in bloom.
Thank you, Spike Jones, and don't ever leave me, John Scott Trotter. Now, while we pass out the plasma to the audience, here is the young instrumentalist who does to a keyboard what Spike Jones does to a washboard. Playing fascinating rhythm, it's the mighty Skitch Henderson. Amazing, Skitch. I think you folks ought to know that Mr. Henderson is perhaps the only living swing pianist who at no time during a number leaves his bench to sing, smoke, or samba. Which leads us sort of semi-deftly into the always welcome chore of introducing a very solid senorita, a vision of loveliness, Lena Romay. Ah, Lena, ¿cómo está usted, señorita?
Why, Bing, I didn't know you spoke Spanish.
Oh, surely you jest. I hablo español like a native.
Of what country?
I'm cooked. What are you going to sing, Lena?
Little Surplus Me.
Well, if you're surplus, I don't know why I'm fooling around trying to get 1,000 foot of beaver board. Let's have it, Lena. I'm losing my entire mind here.
Once this lunchroom was crowded the whole day long, and lively enough, heaven knows, full of laughing and shouting and wisecracks and song, and plenty of wolves in GI clothes. And now take a look, a deserted dump, there's dust on the pie and potatoes. No more soldiers, the camp is closed. The government gave it back to the alligators. All the cliff joints, bootleggers, and military stores have folded for good and closed up their doors. But here I stay, wasting away among the ham and eggs and cereal. Look at me, and what do you see? Another piece of surplus war material. I'm just like leftover K rations, excess war commodity. Nobody shares, nobody cares for little surplus me. I'm just like a munitions dump spot, loaded with old TNT. No one has room, no one goes boom for little surplus me. Yesterday, my life was super special, fighting off GIs galore. But today, there's no one to get fresh, never a woo woo or a anymore. Congress makes special concessions to every war industry. Hey, you in the Pentagon, all the men you sent are gone. Soldiers' pleasure bent are gone. Gee, what are you gonna do with little surplus me? I used to have a major give me the biggest rush. Now he's back at his old job. Knock, 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 it's Fuller Brush. That handsome, dashing captain, a wolf with manners foxy, gone back to his position. This way, please, don't crowd the Roxy. That mousy little private who never got my range, I hear is back at his job. President of some sort of institution, I think he said the stock exchange. They make vases out of shell cases. Swords are all plowshares to be. But oh, Mr. Truman, please, no one sends me new men, please. Try to be more human, please. What are you gonna do with lonely, deserted, unreconverted little surplus me?
Oh, that was grand, Lena. Thanks very much. Now, from Mr. Irving Berlin's Blue Skies, I'd like to do All by Myself with Skitch Henderson at the piano. Nothing personal, Skitch, of course.
All
myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone in a cozy Morris chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire all by myself. I get lonely. Watching the clock on the shelf, I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. Watching the clock on the shelf, I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older.
Charioteers, their song, On the Boardwalk at Atlantic City, from the Technicolor production, Three Little Girls in Blue, 100% talkie.
On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, we will walk in a dream. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, life will be peaches and cream.
Where the salt water air brings out a lady's charms. There on a rolling chair, she'll roll right into your arms.
Cinderella, you'll find your fella, someone that you waited for.
In romantic, enchanted Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City,
we will walk in a dream.
On the boardwalk in Atlantic City,
life will be peaches and cream. There where the salt water air brings out a lady's charms. There on a rolling chair, she'll roll right into your arms. Cinderella, you'll find your fella, someone that you waited for.
In romantic, enchanted Atlantic City,
down on the old
the shore.
Down on the old New Jersey shore.
Thank you, charioteers. We certainly enjoyed strolling with you along the boardwalk. Now could I suggest a stroll with the Philco man?
How will your favorite radio program sound on the new Philco? Words can't tell you, but you'll hear the difference the minute you dial one. Because you get a plus with a Philco, the extra money Philco spends, the extra touches Philco adds to circuit design, power output, engineering details. For instance, if you want a radio phonograph with an automatic record changer, try Bing's Records on Philco's great new table model automatic that has everything. A brand new record changer that changes 10 12-inch or 12 10-inch records. Featherweight tone arm with permanent type needle, good for thousands of playings. Powerful speaker that gives you clear, rich tone. You'll find that new record changer is really a honey. It's quiet, quick-acting, and mighty easy on your records with special new safety features that protect both your records and the changer. And here's a new feature in tuning convenience. The radio dial and tuning controls are on the outside of the cabinet. You don't have to lift the phonograph lid to play the radio or adjust the volume and tone. Your Philco dealer can make delivery now on Philco's new radio phonograph with automatic record changer. Its design is new, it's new all the way through, and built with the quality that has made Philco famous the world over.
Boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I remember all winter long, the midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove I was so strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter.
That about knocks it for now, but we'll see you next week.
Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week at the same hour and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Lena Romay, and Skitch Henderson. This program is produced and directed by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and transcribed in Hollywood. Lena Romay appears by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of No Leave, No Love, starring Van Johnson.